Godfather Death by Rose Lemberg. Number 1. In a way of introduction. Autumn ceases with a hiss. December lies down and spreads her snow. I have no emptiness where I can burrow in my heart. No hands to hold me except my own stumps, suffocating trees in which the ravens dance the bloody dusk. It is the season to unmask my words, to freeze like sparrows inside this air and fall until the spring redeems. Number 2. Some details about the baby not found in Brothers Grimm. He comes hopeless. He comes shameless, screaming, barefoot. Who will be his godfather? Hungry death. Eyes do not recognize. Death engenders life. Number 3. The importance of leaving the liminal spaces well alone. Pally metal death at crossroads. Will you be my son's godfather? Yes. He took the old man home. I will let him see my candles. Pally's wife yelled from her childbed. You have let this old man? So he whispered from her death, bed, cross threshold in. The widowed Pally named his son Daniel. Number 4. Freud comes into play. In my father's hands, the candles drip onto the black candelabrum of fingers. He knows those man's fates, rampart. But with each scalding drop, a day is gone, or two, or a whole year. And where do they go, with her day's droop finally spent, useless leftover tallow? Number 5. The Physician. The world is a walking graveyard of candles. Men in their pre-funereal clothes, burning headfirst, quietly, or sputtering. Would it be worse if the world was completely extinguished? Daniel, blinking in his white coat, stands at the foot of another hospital bed. His godfather whispers, "This one has a while yet to burn." But speechless, without movement, without coherent thought, without memory, silently wailing, "A while yet." Daniel swallows. You and your collection. The relatives don't understand. Doctor, please, please, is there hope yet? They clutch at his hands, carry home a thin film of wax on the tips of their fingers. Hope? We do not deal in hope here. For hope, dial 1-800-SUICIDE-HOPELINE. He sees his own candle, a while yet to burn. Number 6. Despair sets in. Will I defy you in my heart? Will I defy you with a beautiful woman? Will I defy you with an ugly offspring of a she-goat upon a mountain top, or in one of those faceless corridors, smeared with snot of 1,000 grieving suns? How does one lose such a parent as you? I defy you with water, with fire, with ash, of forbidden books, of men extinguished all at once in a mighty gust of wind. I defy you in song, in silence, in my underwear, naked, my condolences, father. There is no place to run from you. Number 7. In defense of the morning dew. He stumbles, disoriented, to the hospital courtyard, blinks as the grass, unencumbered by family matters, parts for the smallest crumb of the earth, for the beetle, the worm, the candy bar wrapping, the underfoot denizens, all the forgotten, insisting, persisting despite the light, or maybe because of it. Doctor! Emergency call to room 316. Shoulders hunch. Daniel tramples his cigarette in the grass, takes a thin breath. The air blossoms with spring ocean winds. Number 8. The Undersong. Scandal, are you sun that never snuffed you die each night, that never lit you are remade? Whom do you guard from jealous eyes behind your shining? Who will seize when you go out? I think I know.